demonstrate a delivery. In other words, allow yourself to receive heavenly grace, heavenly extension. We want to remember that we've been functioning out of a fragmented understanding of self. So as we bring forth our enchanted arrival, so you may see a high priestess, you may see a fairy, you just may feel energy, but the enchanted arrival means bringing forth your rightful conclusion, seeing yourself in your true majesty. Excuse me. So as we will receive this offering, as we will receive this holy engagement, we provide liftoff. In other words, we are the ones consenting. We are the ones that are choosing. So I have Mother Mary here supporting us and guiding us to allow. And it would be a funny thing, like, why would we not allow? Because we don't understand what it means to be aligned with our power, what it means to be aligned with our truth. We're so used to functioning out of one set of restrictions that we're very comfortable with it. So when we allow new persuasion, when we allow new approach, we have to sort of emphasize or remind ourselves that this is for our best and highest good. In other words, we can easily merge with this new information, with this new signaling, with this new empowerment, with this new light. So there's a little bit of, what would be the word? It's like coaching or cajoling or comforting, really getting used to and permitting ourselves our full advancement. Because as we will receive our holy engagement, as we will receive our true allowance, we turn on the light within self. Now, when we do this, we discover our own true regard. All this time, we've been looking for our better half, looking for the right approach in the outer realm. So when I say our better half, it's like the perfect job, the perfect relationship, the perfect physical body, whatever it is. We're really, as we adjust to our own comfort level, in other words, as we find our own rightful posture, our own rightful positioning, as we find our true makeup within, it's this alignment that will bring forth our best, because we'll realize we're already self-pleasuring. In other words, we never have to be without. And with this availability, with this rightful ownership, in other words, we're owning our divinity, we're owning our alignment, we're owning that love's regard and self. So again, when we keep looking for it for the outer, it's like, oh, I feel better because I secured something outside of me. Well, you understand it's duality, so that's always going to be temporary. It's just up, down. At some point, we'll be separated from it. So what we're doing is returning to our rightful posturing. So from this position of fullness, from this position of complete reconciliation, we're already full. We're already at peace. We're already in love, because we recognize ourselves to be one with this holy regard, an extension of the of divinity, of the divine. So with this fullness, they're saying fullness of attraction, from this energy, from this holy remembrance, from this perspective, we then bring forth everything that mirrors our triumph. So we're coming from a place of fullness. We're coming from a place of grace. We're coming from a place of permitting ourselves, saying yes to ourselves. So as we will receive our total engagement, so now they're saying, let's try this again then. Let's try this again from this positioning of, I am already complete in my oneness with my divine counterpart. Not seeking anything from the outer, recognizing it's all within. Now, it doesn't mean we then call by attraction, by law of attraction, by frequency, that which is due us. Because we all have an opportunity. We all have a legacy to pass on. We all have ways that we're serving the self and others. We're each growing in prosperity, recognizing our complete God essence for all the world to see. So we all have this like pre ordained opportunity. Some of us, it's on stage. Some of us, it's taking care of grandchildren. But it's in terms of our contribution. It's in terms of what we have elected to learn, to transmute, to acquire, to offer, elongate, pass on, deliver, show, demonstrate. And we each have our holy classroom. So as we will receive our full engagement, now we understand where what we're receiving is our legacy. We passing it on. We're the way shower, showing others the light, showing others how to function in our divine union. So now as we receive, we're getting more and more comfortable in the establishment of peace, of grace, of unity, of abundance. Someone got caught up in abundance. I was with you till you said abundance. So again, it's remembering that with the divine, everything's abundant. There's no separation. It's only the lower self that has this illusionary experience of being separate from finances, health, love, whatever it is. So this is what we're disregarding. In other words, it's in our past, but we're coming into our present focus. Your third eye just opened. Whoever was struggling with that, your third eye just opened. It was sort of like, oh, let me see. Let me see. So we're seeing with eyes anew. It makes perfect sense because we're no longer looking in the physicality. The physicality is separate bodies. Separate, I need this, but it's over there. We're opening our spiritual vision and coming on board to our rightful placement. So as we'll receive our divinity, as we'll receive our total claim and witness, you may be receiving this in your crown chakra. You may feel a quickening in your higher heart. You may just feel larger spaciousness, going beyond the body belief, receiving our true essence. So as we will receive this, we allow all to, they're saying elongate, but reconcile. In other words, like equals like. So as we hold the highest presence, everything in our life comes into alignment. What we call forth by lower frequency, well, there's no more alignment. What we're holding now in higher frequency, we're now aligned to. So everything we've been trying to get, I can't get them to call me back. I keep sending them my resume, whatever it is. We're offering our divine placement. Here I am in my truth, in my divinity, in my allotment. In other words, I'm allowing light to shine through me as me. Has nothing to do with the suffering of the past. It has nothing to do with our egoic script. It has to do with choosing our truth, our attainment, our victory. Now, the reason they're saying attainment is because you're the one consenting. It's really yours all along. But we're switching perspective, we're switching positioning, so we come under rightful status. So it's almost like different lights, and it's like, I'll stand under this light. I'll stand under this light. As we will choose our highest engagement. Now when I'm saying this, I'm seeing movement. In other words, we're recognizing the choice of possibilities. In order to receive, in order to manifest, in order for law of attraction to operate, we have to operate within our own awareness. We have to reconcile the differences. We have to understand our victory within self. We can't affirm our way through affirmation repetition if we're not really on board. They're saying the universal just receives static. It's like they're saying it, but they're not meaning it yet. So this is how we come to offer our complete conclusion. I know myself to be one with my I Am presence, with the Christ presence, with Buddha, mind, whatever your words are, it's all the same. But you're giving yourself permission to discover, to understand your rightful posturing. In other words, the power of love, the power of your light, the truth of self. So allow yourself to receive heavenly bliss. Heavenly bliss is you're receiving yourselves. Not the ego, not the fear. The love that you are. Receive. So as we will receive, we allow heaven's exchange. That means if we've been settling for stale old bread and we deserve as a pastry chef, that is what will arrive. In a form that unites with our heavenly bliss. In other words, maybe it's going to be a neighbor that's a pastry chef. Maybe someone works at a bakery that has all this leftover stuff they bring over. So we don't want to limit how things arrive. But we want to come to our just conclusion, recognizing the truth of self and allowing that self-pleasure to occur in whatever ways bring forth our heavenly riches. So as we will receive this offering with delight, we allow systematic change. Well, I no longer need this because I no longer vibrate to it. You don't have to worry about how to release it. It'll be released as you align with the new. As you align with new beginnings, new offerings, new witnessing, new attainment. Receive, dear ones. They're saying, God, I can't get those words, but it's like the more we can receive our multidimensional self, I'll just say this. So we're dropping our little linear life just for a moment and receiving our true understanding of self, our true endowment, our true nature. So it's like taking a one step quantum leap forward and trusting that whatever is your next step, whatever is your next rightful passage is what you are now being alerted to. And it comes to you, show me the universe card. It comes to you easily because you've commanded it. You've requested it. You've permitted it. You've said yes. See it coming to you easy now. The next thought, the next idea, the next holy vision. It's going to be something that is within your stretch of imagination. So in other words, I think I can do that. Well, I'll give that a shot. And they're asking us to then see ourselves following through. You may suddenly see yourself jogging. You may be getting rid of alcohol, whatever it is. Just see yourself following through. Aligning with yourself. Now what comes forth are energy endowments. So for me, I literally had this candy I used to eat. Oh, I don't know, maybe I was 10. I don't know, something like that. So it was just suddenly there. Trust what arrives. Our higher awareness knows how to bring forth the good medicine, whatever it is that we need to come into alignment with ourselves, our soul. Maybe memories, maybe scents. It may be candy. With ease, let us receive. It is good.